Hey, we're back on Downtown.
I hate to say it, but they play this damn song in every club. But it's me, so I'll show love.
It's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us. Good day, Mr. Meehan.
Oh, hey, everybody. Now, come on, that was the deepest groove that could play on this this radio station all week.
Hey now.
Beautiful stuff. No, come on. That's the good stuff. That was Popular by the Veronicas, by the way. Because we're going to talk about something that's popular later. But right now, let's talk about the fact that in 1999, Sean Payton hired as a quarterback's coach for the New York Giants. And he was known to lock himself in the stadium and sleep on couches while studying plays during off days. No, I'm not suggesting. I'm just...
No, man. No. You don't want him, do you?
I want someone.
Someone, sure.
I you know, with due respect, I don't remember who pointed this out the other day, but and I do not get me wrong, I really, really, really respect what the Buffalo Bills have rehashed themselves as. But somebody pointed out that the Giants have gone plundering the Bills to straighten out their mess, and that made me think for a while.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's great. By the way, people, it's pronounced shine, not showing. Joe
Shine.
Let's do it. Let's shine. Let's go get Sean. Sean and shine. I don't care. Just get me someone who wins. I hope everybody out there is good. Random snowstorm today that I don't think anybody was prepared for. So hopefully you all got where you needed to get, because the driving was certainly dicey at some times here in the greater Bangor area. So as I mentioned last week, I want to just start randomly dropping in tidbits about grapes, because I feel like I don't talk about grapes a lot. We do the world tour every year, you know, from June until December, and I talk about all these regions, and I talk about the grapes that grow there, but I feel like I don't talk enough about the fruit itself. Now, you know, full disclosure, I am not a doctor of anything. I'm certainly not a viticulturalist. I don't know everything about grapes, every grape, but I kind of want to. When I hear that a certain grape or grapes is in a wine, my mind already starts to sort of filter through what it's going to be like and how it's going to, you know, affect my experience of that wine. So let's talk. So the song I chose, Popular, is because I wanted to talk about probably the most popular, most consumed good grape, noble variety, as we call them, on the earth. And I'm sure a lot of people would expect that I would start to talk about grapes, talking about the Pinot Noir or the Chardonnay. And the Chardonnay is probably the one that's the most popular and consumed. But I wanted to talk reds because it's cold out and a lot of us are consuming reds. And probably a lot of us are consuming reds made out of the grape I am going to talk about. We'll certainly talk about Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. But Pinot is more important because of the region where it, you know, started to get recognized as something. It's more important for the where rather than the what. So the grape today is Grenache. Grenache is certainly the most fought over in terms of where it comes from. It is Grenache in France. It is Garnacha in Spain. It is Cananao in Sardinia, and all these places claim origination, and it is found pretty much everywhere in the Mediterranean basin. It draws its origins for that spreading to the kingdom of Aragon, and we've talked about Aragon when we've talked about the region where they think that Garnacha basically came from, which is Catalan. That sort of amorphous space between the mainland of the Iberian Peninsula, that is Spain and Portugal, and France. It is a place that any place, of course, that you find natural passes, at which you do in that part of the region, part of the world, you have armies just treading over it for generations and generations, because the army's got to get to where they're invading somehow, right? So this is a part of the world that changed hands a lot, but it was also, because of that, rife with trade, rife with spreading of things like, grapes. It's obviously an important part of if you look at the southern part of the coast of France into Spain, it's rife with ports. And the Mediterranean basin obviously was just a very busy place as it remains today. And so that is why Grenache went to all these places. Now, do you find it in Germany? No, not yet, at least. Of course, climate change might change that. Do you find it in the southern part of Great Britain, like we've been talking about? No. Grenache is a thicker-skinned, later-ripening grape. Therefore, it needs more hot conditions to get it to phenolic ripeness, and indeed you need those warmer conditions to last into September, it can't be like, okay, August 13th and we're done. So you primarily find it closer to the equatorial parts of the Mediterranean basin as opposed to farther up. So what are we talking? We're talking all around the Spanish coast. You're talking Priorat, which is outside of Barcelona to the west, about 150 kilometers, and up through Barcelona. You're talking the entire sort of Catalonian area up into France, where they make the marvelous fortified wines out of it in places called Rivesalt and Banyuls. And that's in that place, right, again, this former kingdom of Aragon. And remember that sort of tradition is far more common, the sweet fortified wines, because, of course, sweet fortified wines last longer and in harsher conditions than dry wines where all the alcohol has been fermented out. Of course, Grenache, the main grape in the region of the southern Rhone, Châteauneuf-du-Pape, of course, predominantly Grenache. But Grenache is a grape that it's a little volatile. It oxidizes fairly easily, and it doesn't really have a lot of acid or tannin, actually, despite its thick skin, etc. So very often, as it is in Châteauneuf and a bunch of other places, it's blended. Speaking of other places, because I'm sure I don't have a lot of time left, it has gone to other places, and we will visit these places in the world tour, but it's gone to Australia, where they basically mimic the Southern Rhone in their GSMs, which is Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. But there it's not so much... they do have appellations, of course, in Australia, but they reference it as a GSM, not a Châteauneuf or something like that. South Africa, Shiraz is a big grape there, and they do blend it with Grenache to achieve, again, this sort of... I hate to reference it as Southern Rhone, because, of course, it's its own thing, but that's what you get when you're a newer wine region, even though, of course, as we all have talked about, South Africa has been a wine region since the 1600s. Do you find it in California? Yes. People are we're working with it, but you are, more interestingly, now starting to see experimental plantings in places like Mexico, Baja California, some of the places in South America, rather, that are closer to the equator. So I'm curious to see what this dual continent ends up doing with Grenache, because I think there's a lot of interest there. Of course, we've talked about the group called the Rhone Rangers in California, and I think it is really their influence that is getting it spread. What is my time like, sir?
For your life or just this segment?
just this segment.
About 90 seconds left.
About 90 seconds. So, why did I want to talk about Grenache first? Because it is probably a grape that a lot of you have consumed a lot more than you think, because it is found in, as you know, I don't want to talk about Pinot Noir necessarily, because Grenache is in all those really good, inexpensive wines that are thankfully still good and inexpensive. So, it's a grape that you've probably already had a lot of, will have a lot more of, and it's a grape to get to know and enjoy and understand a little bit more, because, again, you've probably already had a lot of it. So I thought that was sort of the important red one to start. Next time we'll probably hit Chard, because I kind of have to. I don't have anything against Chardonnay. It's just, you know, it's a thing. In the meantime, everybody, please take care of yourself. Keep masking up, getting the vaxes, the boosts, etc. Watch yourself out there. It is slippery, and I will talk to you all next week.
That's a plan and a half right there. Thank you, Eric. Have a good one.
Very good. Cheers to you. Bye-bye.
Eric Mann of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, message in the bottle every week, right here on Downtown.